Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is Monday the 20th of May 2024 and I want to talk today about the power of very simple lifestyle changes. Now, I subscribe to loads and loads of email newsletters. I normally will sign up to anything. Give it 2 or 3 weeks. If it's good, then I'll stick with it. If not, then I unsubscribe from it. And one that I've been subscribed to for years, since I read his book, is the email newsletter of a guy called Mark Manson. If you go and Google him, and his book is called The Subtle Art Of, it's got a bit of a rude ending to it. In fact, all of his books are very rude, lots of saucy words in there. But the books themselves are absolutely brilliant. And he sends out an email, I think it's on Mondays that it comes out. And this week, there's 2 or 3 things. In fact, unusually, for this Monday motivation, I'm going to read these things to you because he absolutely nails what I want to talk about today. So let me read this to you from Mark's newsletter. It's a section called 2 Things for You to Think About. The first thing he says is, when I was 20, I promised myself I'd never be a boring old person who never drank, went to bed at 9 p.m. and stayed home on weekends. Now at 40, I wonder why I waited so long to start. And as someone who actually turns 50 this summer, I completely resonate with that. What seemed boring when we were younger is now actually great behavior, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I find an evening where I can have a cup of tea and go to bed at 9 and wake up really early and get loads done in the morning. That's a very, very good day for me. Now, the second thing that he says, and this is really what I want to talk about today, he says, we imagine our problems as impossibly complex, but really a few simple changes, better sleep, modest exercise, less drinking can help solve anything. So what simple lifestyle habits are potentially holding you back? This is what Mark's writing. What are your justifications for those habits? What are a few simple changes you can make to start undoing some of them? Make one small lifestyle change this week. I absolutely love this. His whole message here is that small changes lead to lasting breakthroughs. And this is so true, isn't it? Just a few weeks ago, I switched to a new diet. It's called the 16-8 diet. It's like a fasting diet where I eat for 8 hours of the day, but then I fast for 16 hours. And the first couple of days you do it, your body's like, hello, I'm missing a meal. What's going on here? But now I eat in my 8-hour window. I wake up in the morning. I don't have breakfast. Write to the usual address if you think that's wrong. But I start eating when my 8-hour window works. So I break my fast with breakfast at the point my eating window opens. And you know what? Okay, I haven't lost any weight on it yet, but I'm getting better sleep. I'm more alert. My body feels lighter, even though I haven't actually lost any weight. And from everything that I've read, that's a more natural way of feeding our bodies. It's at the same time that I've made sure I'm trying very hard to hit my 10,000 steps every day. And I know that 10,000 is a figure that was just made up some point in the 60s or 70s. If you go and Google that, if you've ever wondered why should it be 10,000 steps. But here's the thing. These are tiny, tiny little changes. To switch my eating patterns was a relatively easy thing to do as an adult with control over my diet and my food. You know, going out for a walk every day, especially now the weather's nice here in the UK, is a much easier thing to do. And I have a treadmill in the garage for the days that it's not so nice, you know? And these are tiny little lifestyle things, but they do make a massive difference. And I have noticed my business productivity going up, my overall productivity and lust for life going up just from these tiny, simple changes. So please go and have a look at Mark Manson's newsletter. You can sign up on his website. It's free. And ask yourself, what simple lifestyle changes could you make? What's something you could make today that would make a massive difference to this week, next week, and everything going forward? So next week's MSP Marketing Edge content. On this Thursday, we're going to deliver you some content to start using next Monday, the 27th of May. And it's about a new Teams feature that hides other apps, which is pretty cool. Now, next Monday, so a week today, it's another public holiday here in the UK. So our direct support team will be off. That's on the 27th of May, but we'll be back on the Tuesday as usual. And a reminder to you to enter the website review. We do a website review every single month. The May draw is coming to a close at the end of this week. Just go onto the members only Facebook group and you can find the draw pinned to the top there. If you don't win the May one, you can always enter the June one. Every single month of the year, I do a full in-depth website review and it could be yours. Have a really great week in your business. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Bye-bye.